This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Kevin Boucher. And now we'll hear the comments of ornithologist Dr. Mike Baltz. This month, Mike's comments on plastic and our oceans.
Last month, I painted a pretty grim picture of the global plastic pollution problem. In my defense, we're already drowning in plastic, and global plastic production is projected to quadruple in the next 30 years. And while most of our Midwest plastic waste seems to magically disappear, ocean scenes with more plastic than fish are a reminder that there is no away and throw away. Indeed, plastic basically never goes away. A plastic water bottle can take hundreds of years to break down. And even when plastic breaks down, it doesn't go away. It just becomes microplastic particles. So if oceans with more plastic than fish aren't enough of a bummer, the thing about microplastics is that we've actually begun consuming them. A recent study found that, on average, people could be consuming 100,000 tiny pieces of plastic every year. That's the equivalent of eating a credit card worth of plastic a week. Another recent study of seafood at an Australian market found that 100% of samples contained plastic in the edible tissue, and some sardines had the equivalent of a grain of rice of plastic per serving. Although the health effects of eating plastic are not clear, there cannot be no effect, and it's predicted that ingesting microplastics could further expose people to harmful chemicals already found in plastics. Of course, the thing to do is to generate less plastic waste. The average American currently generates 250 pounds of plastic waste a year. Unfortunately, almost none of that plastic is recyclable. Despite what we've been led to believe, plastic recycling is essentially a fairy tale, and the fraction of plastic waste that is reusable can only be downcycled, which means that it's turned into lower quality plastic products and not new water bottles or food containers. Listen, I'm not living plastic free. Getting to zero plastic in the 21st century is nearly impossible. Shoot. A few years ago, National Geographic magazine mailed an issue highlighting plastic pollution wrapped in plastic. But the good news is that cutting way back on buying and using throwaway plastics is super straightforward. We all know the drill. And I mean, my grandparents basically grew up without plastic, so living near zero plastic is possible. Maybe try this trick the next time you're pondering buying something wrapped in plastic. Remember that a plastic bottle can take 450 years to break down. Or think about that plastic packaging floating around in the ocean for 100 years. At least that's what I do, and it helps. And we need to find ways and motivation to be better, because 250 pounds of plastic waste per person per year has got to stop. Because there's no away and throw away, and all the plastic that has ever been made is still on the planet. Which is a big problem, because there is no planet B.
The comments of ornithologist Dr. Mike Baltz. These monthly nature features are written and voiced by Dr. Baltz. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.